When it comes to responding to all that's wrong in our world, oppression and captivity, hunger and broken health, good people being cast down while the wicked are promoted, we find that there are three typical responses. One, throwing your hands up in dismay and claiming nothing can be done. Two, single-handedly seeking to solve the world's issues through self-sufficiency while rallying others to do the same. And three, trusting in Jesus. After 22 years in pastoral ministry, I can attest this to be true. I have encountered and engaged with many individuals who fall into one of these responses. Now, you may think that the third response is the easiest response. This may be true for those who have encountered Jesus, those who have experienced this redemptive work and the brokenness of the world around us. This means those who trust in Jesus do not look at the challenges around them in dismay or self-sufficiency, but rather they look to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who can be trusted with every ill and every evil that plagues our world. They respond from knowing Jesus is faithful to the Father who does not abandon his good creation. Christians can live in hope rather than despair. They live in trust of the one who is trustworthy rather than relying on themselves. Because of Jesus and their relationship with him, Christ's followers can escape the response of either despair or dog determination in the face of all calamities and threats. Instead, they are free to joyfully proclaim to others where they too can confidently place all hope and trust. Listen to one such proclamation recorded in Psalm 146. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. If you find yourself in despair because of the overwhelming troubles around you, or if you have exhausted yourself in trying to fix them, Jesus calls you to a third response open to all who put their trust in him. Gloria a Dios. This is good news. Even in our response to trust Jesus, we are not alone. The Spirit empowers us and guides us in all truth. This is also why we come together weekly as a church family to remember God's faithfulness and remind one another of the hope we have in him. This response flows from coming to know the Father who is faithful to us. In Jesus, the Father has, presently is, and ultimately will redeem all things according to his good purposes. Mi nombre es Eber Ticas, hablando de vida.
We hope you enjoyed watching Speaking of Life, and we'd love for you to join us for our denominational celebration in June 2023.
GCI members and leaders from around the world will gather in Charlotte, North Carolina for worship, fellowship, and collectively discerning the movement of the Spirit.
Want to attend virtually? Host a watch party and worship with our brothers and sisters around the world.
Our theme this year is Remember Our First Love. For more information, visit gci.org/DC2023. Registration opens December 5th, 2022. We hope to see you there.
And we'll see you back here next week.